Continuing the Sefer Chazon Ovadia, Namim Noraim, we are now holding on page Amud Chaf Dalet. Minhag Yafel Amar Miyom Rosh Chodesh Elul Ad Yom Hoshana Rabbah. It's a very beautiful minhag to say between the days of Rosh Chodesh Elul and Hoshana Rabbah. Achar Tfilat Shacharit, after Shacharit, Hamizmor LeDavid Hashem Ori V'Yishi Mimi Yira. The Mizmor that we just read moments ago, LeDavid Hashem Ori V'Yishi. U'Kmo Shedarshu, just like the Midrash learns out, Ori, when it says Ori B'Rosh Hashanah, that's referring to Rosh Hashanah. V'Yishi, when it says V'Yishi B'Yom HaKippurim, that's referring to Yom HaKippurim. Ki Yitzpineni B'Sukkah, Remez LeSukkah. That hints to the sukkah. So therefore, during these days, during the Yomim Noraim, and also afterwards, during the days of Sukkot until Yom Hoshana Rabbah, it's a minhag to say this mizmor. He brings down on the footnote in the name of the Ari HaKadosh that Shehaomer mizmor ze Rosh Chodesh Elul va'elech, one who says this mizmor, this perk of Tehilim from Rosh Chodesh Elul and onwards, muftach lo. He's guaranteed that he's going to fulfill all of his days. He's going to live up until the day that he is destined to pass away, and not beforehand. And he will definitely be judged favorably. And further in the footnote, he quotes from a few sfarim, whoever says this, mizmor, from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Simchat Torah, afilu im nigzera chas v'shalom alav nigzera ra'a, even if a horrible decree has been decreed upon him, yechola amirato levatla, the praying of this passage, of this perek of Tehilim, can potentially nullify that decree. Umvatlim me'alav kol gezerot kashot ve'rot, umavir me'alav kol amakatvim ve'maslim. Basically, you remove all of the negative, the evil energies that exist in the world. You have the ability to remove those from you by saying this Perek of Tehilim during these days. Rosh Baruch Hu should grant all of us a Gemar Chatimah Tova Bezrat Hashem. Have a great day. Bye. 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 Bye.